It is ridiculous that a union leader who ought to know better, and you see, and if he does not know better, I will not be surprised, because he's one of them who occupying a management position and not even supervising one employee, and has never perhaps laid down or supervised the installation of a pipeline for the last 20 or 25 years he has been employed in Wassa. So there's the level of foolishness that is taking place, and they come and they masquerade themselves before the country, pretending as though they care for workers, pretending as though they care about Wassa. They do not care about Wassa. And they don't want the system to change, because the dysfunction in this organization is beneficial to all of them.